I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Sunshine in the forecast today. We do see a slight chance of rain. Expect a high near 89 degrees with a northeast wind around 5 miles an hour. We begin another week this week where Illinois has a budget, but school starts soon and there's no method to fund education. That's because the spending plan that lawmakers enacted this month over Republican Governor Bruce Rauner's vetoes includes a requirement that school funding be distributed through a new method. But that method isn't law yet, and Governor Rauner has promised to veto it. The funding method funnels more money into districts with less local property wealth and specific socioeconomic needs. Rauner objects. He says it unfairly boosts Chicago school funding. A veto could leave little time for legislative remedies before school starts in August. Change is coming to the state agency that oversees historic sites. Sean Crawford explains.
Illinois' Historic Preservation Agency will find a new home in the Department of Natural Resources. The move is expected to save money. An earlier estimate indicated savings of more than $3 million a year. The Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum in Springfield, which had been part of Historic Preservation, will now operate independently. According to Governor Rauner's administration, the new Division of Historic Sites will have two major functions. One is operating sites that preserve and celebrate Illinois' heritage. The other involves nominations to the National Register of Historic Places and encouraging rehabilitation of historic buildings. The state's historic sites had previously been under the old Department of Conservation. That was the name that preceded DNR. I'm Sean Crawford.
A bill in the state legislature that would allow hemp to be grown legally in the state could mark a major shift for medical marijuana growers if it's approved. Medical Cannabis Alliance of Illinois Chairman Ross Morial tells the Chicago Tribune that the legislation could help medical marijuana growers increase their relatively small pool of 25,000 certified users to the general public. To many consumers, the phrase sustainable living means buying and using products that don't end up in a landfill. Lynn Waters is coordinator of the Sustainable Living Guide for Southern Illinois. She says the term can also refer to how local communities can be more engaged.
They really appreciate that somebody's actually tracking and paying attention, and that way there's a connection and a community building that's inherent, that's really important to people.
Waters says sustainable living also includes consideration for people around you.
It's not hard to imagine that if we're polluting or hurting other people or oppressing other people, that's not the most loving thing to do.
The Sustainable Living Guide is available at sustainablelivingguide.net. We're going to see a mostly sunny sky today, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, expect a high near 89 degrees. I'm Jennifer Fuller.